time for Cheka Sports. I'm Gary Lee. High school volleyball set up for tonight. West Plains will head to Logan Rogersville. Gainesville will be at Luty. Mansfield will be hosting Conway. Branson at Marshfield. Houston heads to Mountain Grove. And Willow Springs will host Thayer. St. Louis Cardinals played last night, wrapping up a three-game set with the San Francisco Giants. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And last night at Oracle Park in San Francisco, former Cardinal Andrew Kisner drove in two runs, a sacrifice fly, hit a line drive that dropped in front of a diving Victor Scott. The ball got by Scott for a triple, giving the Giants a 4-3 lead, and that was the final.
Cardinals dropped a close game. Riley O'Brien gave up a run in the eighth inning, kind of a hard luck run for him. Sonny Gray got the start, actually pitched pretty well, ended up with his 200th strikeout of the season. That's back-to-back seasons as a Cardinal with 200-plus strikeouts.
Two misplays in the outfield led to a couple of runs. The Cardinals made three errors.
The defense was not good for the Cardinals. Up next, the Chicago Cubs.
It's a day off today, and at Wrigley Field tomorrow, Miles Michaelis will make the start. He's 8-10 on the air. 12:25 tomorrow. Ricky has the lineups at 1:10. I'll bring you the first pitch at 1:20.
Again, the Cardinals are off today, and they wrap the season up on the road at Chicago, taking on the Cubs, and that'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Give Local First two-person 18-hole golf scramble is going to be held at the North Terra Golf Course Friday, October 24th, with a tee time of 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. You may play in both, but you must play with a different partner. There's prizes on every hole and two side games. The cost is $200 per team. Proceeds benefit the Howell County Special Olympics. Sign your team up at North Terra Golf Course in West Plains. Friday night, October 10th, the Kabul Bulldog football team will be at home hosting the Liberty Eagles, and it will be the Bulldogs' Pink Out game to benefit breast cancer awareness and research. Bulldogs will be working again with Beyond the Ribbon, selling T-shirts in which all proceeds go towards breast cancer awareness and research. It's going to be a great night, and that's again Friday, October 10th at Kabul. The MSU West Plains Lady Grizzlies played last night. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison.
The Mineral Area College Cardinals came to West Plains last night with an undefeated record and a 15th national ranking, and they leave town with a perfect record intact as they beat the Grizzlies in straight games at the Joe Paul Evans Arena by scores of 25-19, 25-21, and 25-19. All three of the games, with maybe a little bit of the third game being an exception, all were very close, but the Cardinals, with some very strong net defense, were able to come up with the victory. The Cardinals were paced by Gabrielle Domborowski, an outside hitter who was just fantastic last night. She is an All-American candidate, and the Cardinals were very strong at the net with their middle blockers. They were very, very good. Meanwhile, the player of the game for the Grizzlies was Victoria Antia. Her outside hitting kept the Grizzlies in the match, and she was outstanding again last night. Victoria Antia, our Don's Auto Service player of the game. But Mineral Area wins it. The Grizzlies now will play in weekend tournament play in Hutchinson, Kansas, starting on Friday. The Grizzlies fall now to 4-9 on the year. With the Grizzlies at the Civic Center, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Lady Grizzlies are back in action Friday and Saturday on the road at Hutchinson, Kansas. That's Cheka Sports. I'm Gary Lee.